This recording, Cuba 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around their office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come, come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Come up was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then signing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and laid her on her right side, then confirmed that the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
The eastern part of Cuba. I came here in the 70s, early 70s. Yeah, I was born in Cuba and I was raised there until I was 18, and then I left. And I've been here ever since. And I went to college here, some of it. And I went to college at Cal State Fullerton. They were Cubans. People did not move. People stayed in the same place forever. It was a small town, you know, and we didn't even have street lights. It was very, very small by our standards here. And, you know, it was a very simple life. Go to school, go to church, go and eat. No Disneyland, no. But life was good, though. It was not as hectic as it is here. Well, my family, I have 3 children, and, you know, beautiful children, and I love it here. And it's a country that offers a lot of opportunities, so I can see why people want to come here. My family. Well, it's important to me. My family is the most important thing to me, so, you know, what is important to you, you know, you really, it's a priority. Yeah, my children, my father, my mother, my dad, and my extended family as well. I guess some of my children believe I'm too protected. But, you know, when you try to protect what you love and you don't want to lose. Well, you know, it was good. It was really fun seeing them, you know, growing up, and especially the girls who are actors or actresses. They made up, you know, the fun and the plays, and, you know, every time was something that we have to be doing, you know, so that was fun.